USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An executive order rolled back the policy days ago, but thousands of people nationwide have been in the streets protesting the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on illegal immigration. Keep Families Together rallies taking place in New York, Texas, Florida, California, and other states on Saturday. That is, the feds say at least 522 kids who were taken at the U.S.-Mexico border from their parents when the policy was in effect have now been reunited with their families. Sarah Sanders is tweeting about being thrown out of a restaurant in Lexington, Virginia last night because she works for President Trump.
Sanders explains that she left politely. She said the incident says more about the owner than it does about her.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
By the way, we want people to come into our country, but we want them to come in for merit, through merit. We want a merit-based system so they can help us.
Not surprisingly, President Trump talking there about immigration during an appearance at the Nevada GOP state convention yesterday. And also not surprisingly, he told that Republican gathering Democrats are obstructing all efforts to solve the immigration problem once and for all.
The fact is we need more Republicans because the Democrats are obstructing. Obstructionists. They won't vote. They're total obstructionists. They don't want to vote. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. They want to use the issue. And I like the issue for election, too.
Chinese investment in the United States dropping 92% in the first 5 months of 2018. Around $1.8 billion had been invested as of May, the lowest amount in 7 years, according to a report out a few days ago from a foreign investment research firm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Republican congressional hopeful in South Carolina, Katie Arrington, badly hurt in a Friday night car crash, is expected to undergo more surgery today. A campaign spokesman saying she suffered several broken ribs and a fracture in her back when her vehicle was struck by a wrong-way driver. She's expected to be in the hospital for at least 2 weeks. Speaking in South Carolina last night at a rally to support State Governor Henry McMaster's re-election bid, Vice President Mike Pence told the crowd,
"To Katie and her family, to Jackie, to all of those unaffected by this accident, know that you're in our prayers for a swift recovery. And Katie, we look forward to seeing you back on the campaign trail real soon."
Presidential advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner is saying the details of his Middle East peace plan might be made public soon, telling a Palestinian newspaper in an interview published today he's ready to work with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on negotiating a peace deal with Israel. But Abbas has refused to meet with Trump advisors after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But Kushner says he'll make that plan public if Abbas says he won't participate. Kushner and President Trump's Mideast envoy, Jason Greenblatt, did meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com with your update.